I'm a woke bomb.
You never heard of me?
I think they said it was gonna be like a. It was something with Sham, with Shams. It was something.
It was like Shams.
You say balls for him.
That
you
is
said it was what?
They can't say balls for him.
He said it twice. Stop. Why'd you say it twice? That's crazy.
Of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tobias, Tyree, my Jai Jai.
Tobias is not.
I said Tobias. I'm so used to
we
saying.
Worried about him today. We ain't worried about him today.
I'm embarrassed.
You lose one game and you don't show up.
That's what I'm saying. The embarrassment, unbelievable. But I thought they were Super Bowl bound.
Me too.
Crazy.
That's what I was told, is that they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
I think it's funny that when he said about the legendary defense, and I said after week three, only you and Reed, y'all both laughed, but y'all didn't make it noticeable. I wish I would have just cut him
They
off.
Were laughing the whole time.
Huh? What happened?
When he
when
was talking
about last week, was talking about the Steelers has a legendary defense, and I was like, after week three, and then y'all started laughing. And I was just like, I wish I would have just went ahead and cut him off.
It was him calling it a legendary defense anyway. Get out. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, you got to let him have it. You got to let him have it.
I know. He needs to have his little moral victories sometimes.
At this point, then, just let him have it.
God bless him.
Well, first quarter of the season over, guys. How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. How I you bet. Feel, baby?
I bet. You know, my hopes ain't too high. Hey, we still, hey.
Yes, they are.
No, they really not, bro. Because on one hand,
let me see what you
every said. Game for at least half the game, we look terrible. but we find a ways to win. We keeping up with everybody. We ain't getting blown out.
That's true. You somehow are winning.
So.
Nah, bro. You won on Sunday and we started getting hostile for no reason.
Right.
Because
and I was
all going, y'all talking about we was going to get swept by the Saints.
What? First of all, no. Like, you don't understand, but I'll be going for the Falcons. But then you start attacking me.
You do what?
You be defensive. You think people are, like, trying you. Off rip.
I said, I text, like, I was yelling cool when he made the field goal.
And unbelievable.
All I said, I was like, oh, so you doubted him?
Yeah, like, what? Like, where'd that come from? I know it was a clutch field goal. I was happy, bro. Like, you could be the only person to cheer for your team.
Hey, I was at work and they had it on in the office, and I was, you know, I saw it live, so I was a little pumped.
Yeah, he's ready to swing on that.
Falcons fans, bro. Drake London still top three,
bro. Goodbye.
I don't want to hear this after this episode.
I'm not answering that, bro. I'm not. I'm not answering that.
Is he a top three wide receiver in the division?
I still think so.
Oh my god!
After Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, like who you picking?
I still put Olave over him.
I don't know. At least you ain't saying nobody on the Panthers.
I mean, who was on? I mean, Thielen would be the only one.
No.
Prime Thielen is better.
Yeah,
than...
prime Thielen, but Thielen right now, even though he had a good catch the other week, yeah.
Oh, I got something to say before we go to sports.
Oh, but, boy.
You know, I always be coming with thoughts. This is my time to get off thoughts. So, y'all ever be at, like, an event or just hanging out with some friends or something, and it's just everybody tries to be the number one personality? I tweeted about it on Friday. That
probably the main character.
Yeah. I was about to say, wow, are you talking about – all of us at Tobias on Saturday? Who are you talking?
Oh, well, no. I would have told y'all that. But no, it's just like when everybody yelling, everybody just trying to be like the funniest person in the room. But
everybody's trying to have a mic.
Yeah, but then it ends up where nobody's funny because nobody is actually getting off their jokes because everybody's yelling.
Yeah.
And then it just starts getting annoying, and you just kind of sitting there.
That's not called main character energy. That's called pick me energy.
That's what that is.
Yes. Ugh.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I found a few pet peeves of mine this week, which is another one was
a few.
Yeah, another one was sitting in the middle of a bench. Like I walked to the train, and I usually go sit on the bench if it's taking a little minute. And this lady is sitting right smack dab in the middle of the bench. And I can't sit on no side because she's right in the middle of it.
That's like being at the urinal at the three urinal and somebody picks the middle one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. I hate when you do that.
Yeah. At least that
one, you're not there for long though, Jenny.
At least that one you could see. I mean, it's bad, but you could just still use it. The bench is like, oh, now I'm just sitting here next to you, all close. But yeah, that's it.
All close.
That's all I wanted to say. I mean, I have other stuff to talk about.
Shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
We shall. All right. So we got a lot of, well, pretty much all NFL. A little bit of college and then a little bit of baseball in here. So Jalen proposed this one, so I want to hear him talk first. Is Derrick Henry the last Hall of Fame, like the really great, I guess, running back of our generation that we're gonna see? Is that what you mean by that?
So basically I just heard it in passing. So the premise is basically
you heard this on a show.
I heard this on the show. They said it in passing. And so then it got me to thinking. They didn't dive into it, so I thought that we could. The take was, is Derrick Henry the last Hall of Fame? Well, will he be the last Hall of Fame running back? Basically, the premise is the way that, I guess, the market is for for running backs nowadays. Will we ever see a running back have the longevity, stats, and I guess body, physically, and body of work to be able to become a Hall of Fame running back? I thought it was interesting. I don't necessarily have a take yet. I would say no. I think
my fault.
I think we'll have more, but I do think that they'll become less and less as time goes on, unless we revert back to a run heavy league. This season looks like a run heavy league, but I don't think he'll be the last one. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but I think
I think if they would have said he might be the last running back that you can start ranking as a top running back all time. But I think you go into the Hall of Fame based on what you do in your era. Like if everybody's only getting 600 yards a season, but you getting 1,000, that's going to turn into the norm. And it's going to be like, oh, he's dominated his era. And that's all we're going to think about. We're not going to actually think about each stat. We're just going to think about 10 years ago. I remember when blah, blah, blah was going crazy. Because he was better than everybody else.
But don't you think that if we're using Hall of Fame as the standard, don't you think that, to your point, will hold them to the standard of the Hall of Fame running backs stat-wise? Because like you said, if you're the best in your era and you only get 500 yards in a season, I don't think the Hall of Fame committee is going to be like, well, yeah, just throw him in. He's the only one to have 500 yards that season when everybody else had 250 or something like that.
No, but if you start ranking or doing an all-time list of running backs, that's the only reason you comparing him to other running backs. I think to get into the Hall of Fame, and It's not, and it's not, Hall of Fame is not just like a one season thing. It's like, if you're the best running back in your era consistently for a decade, then I think regardless, you're going to get into the Hall of Fame. Especially now, the Hall of Fame, it's not like basketball. NFL is still a little bit hard to get into. Yeah. But I feel like it's getting a little bit easier and easier slowly, NFL, to get in. Like, if we're being honest, Eli Manning shouldn't be considered a Hall of Famer, like, at all. Like, if we're being honest, if we're holding a Hall of Fame standard to a Hall of Fame standard.
Yeah, in a vacuum. I think a lot of his goes to.
Yeah. I don't
want to say it's still really debatable, though, honestly.
It's very debatable.
Because
but other factors come into play other than just like looking at Eli Manning.
Yeah. But we remember Eli for those two Super Bowls. And that's kind of my point. We'll remember this running back for dominating his era for 10 years, not necessarily for specific stats.
It's a little different for quarterbacks with the Super Bowl because that's their stat. If, just for example, Isaiah Pacheco, if they go on this crazy dynasty the next 2-3 years and he dominates, but then after that and they stop winning and he stopped dominating, it's not going to hold the same way as Eli Manning's two Super Bowls. You know what I mean?
Well, of course, but you said he's also stopped dominating. That changes.
Because Eli was never dominant. He was never the league leader and all of that stuff. Yeah. His best stat was starting the most consecutive games. I mean, if you want to give him some points for that.
And Eli's is also based off of Brady too. I think if he would have just won two Super Bowls without both of them being.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's the part of it that goes into like the narrative. Like in a vacuum, you got two Super Bowls. Congrats. But you beat Brady, and those are the only two of the three losses that he has.
Yeah. Cause I can argue that Flacco was better than Eli. Let's just imagine Flacco had another Super Bowl. So they had the same amount of Super Bowls. I could argue Flacco was better than
Eli. I mean, I buy it.
But
he didn't beat Brady.
Yeah, because Eli's is against Brady. Even though Flacco, like I guess for his one, he beat Brady in the AFC Championship. It's not the Super Bowl.
Right. So and they're gonna credit it to like the defense too. There's just a lot of stuff that goes into it.
I think his name probably goes into it a little, fortunately, even though he's much less talented of the two.
That too.
Okay.
But to go back to the okay.
No, I was just gonna get y'all answers, and then I was gonna, I guess, ask a question that's reframed.
Oh yeah, to go back to the running back thing. I don't think Derrick Henry will be the last, but I think it's coming to an end. It might be like CMC or something.
Like, of all time, we're talking about forever.
But you also got to, like... Because
the way they use running backs is just so different now. Like, take Detroit, for example. They got two running back ones, really. But they split the carries. Like, if it was just Jahmyr Gibbs, he might be on a crazy start. Or if it was just, what's his name, Montgomery, he'd just be having a great season, you know what I mean? But it's splitting carries, which makes them more effective. So, people going, like, it's the NFL copycat league. They're going to be doing that. Other running backs coming to the league, especially if they like an Alvin Kamara type, they're not just going to be getting the ball like just straight up running up the middle. They use them in the pass game, spread them out in the slot, stuff like that. They really just want another receiver, somebody that can be another receiver, but also can run between the tackles when they need it. So Derrick Henry, even though he can catch a little bit out the backfield, that's not his game. So I would say, that's why I would say, yeah, it's coming to an end because running backs aren't getting off like that anymore. Maybe Saquon, he was projected good until he started getting hurt a lot, but well, CMC, Saquon, maybe Alvin Kamara, even though, like I said, he's not a traditional running back, these type of guys are going to be like the last pure running backs to like get in, I think.
CMC has to stay healthy, though, because he doesn't, he's like,
And that's another thing that goes into it, how much running backs get hurt, especially, and then you know they fighting for contracts. I mean, people don't even want to play running back no more. So it's not gonna be like the days of the 2000s. Definitely not.
I just believe as the standard, as the level of play goes down, the standard goes down, and so there's always going to be some people that rises above the standard, regardless of where that bar is. And I think when we're 10 years down the road, we're gonna look at that. We're gonna look at it as he was dominating as at his position at that time. Like, right, like Derrick Rose, for example, just retired. We know he had his good, he had a good few seasons. Obviously, he had a really great one. But if we actually look at the totality of Derrick Rose's career, it's not a great career. It's just a, but we remember he dominated the league in 2011 through 20, or 2010 through 2013, or whatever it was.
And then the league dominated his knees.
I don't know. It's a good topic because I'm trying to imagine a spot where somebody can dominate for a short time and then we give it to them, or dominate in a lackluster era and we give it to them. I see that first.
To that point, I think if that is, I mean, I guess to you and Reed's point, I think if that becomes a normal, like, if running backs don't last more than 5 years, the running backs that have a good 4 years are going to go to the Hall of Fame. But I was just going to ask y'all, we named a few. We named Kamara, CMC, and Derrick Henry. After that, who do y'all think will be the next superstar running back, if any are in the league at the moment?
That's playing currently?
Yeah.
NFL.
I mean, or a prospect, but I mean,
I think Jahmyr Gibbs, but like I said, he's splitting carries right now. Once he takes like a workload, maybe him. Jonathan Taylor, he's one of those traditional running backs, but he got to stay healthy.
There's always also running backs.
Oh, Bijan, we got Bijan.
I think that was gonna be my answer. I think Bijan could rise above everything. Just because
he definitely got the talent.
His pure talent. Yeah.
There's also running backs that like be backups and then turn into stars because of something. Like Jordan Mason. I'm not saying he's a star, but like CMC got hurt and now he's like going crazy, kind of. So it might be people that will become superstars that it's in the league now, but they don't have the opportunity yet. Because running back is not, no disrespect to you, Maylin. Running back is a very, in a vacuum, easy position to play. You just kind of run the ball, find your hole, and go through it.
I mean, it's fair, but I mean, there's, you know, obviously there's more going to it, but I mean,
of course.
In grand scheme mode, it's not hard. I mean, the hardest part about it is probably blocking, because you know, like you facing 6'3", 250 linebackers and stuff. But other than that, it ain't that bad. But maybe if Pacheco stays on the Chiefs and stays healthy, I think he could. I ain't gonna say Hall of Fame, but he would be a top back.
Do you think
Pacheco, he might get Hall of Fame just based with playing with Patrick Mahomes? Honestly,
I was gonna say, do you think Pacheco is getting recognition because he's on the Chiefs?
Oh, definitely.
Yes,
that's why people still know Jarrett McKinnon. He's from Georgia Southern. If he would have played for anybody else, he wouldn't be known. But he played with the Chiefs and was on some championship teams.
Yeah, but championships, like you said, don't help. It really don't help any other position but quarterbacks. And like, it don't help or hurt, I should say.
Right.
Unless you get like an absurd amount and you're,
you get MVPs on MVPs,
and you're the main focus past the quarterback, outside of the quarterback, like Kelce, for example.
Yeah. But I think if Saquon, if he stays with the Eagles, definitely, if they keep feeding him, he can stay healthy. He might start catching back up on the yardage list. Did y'all see that list where they were saying like Derrick Henry was definitely going to be the last one to reach 10,000 yards because he's already got like 9,500, something like that, something crazy.
Yeah.
But then everybody else after him was only in like the 6,000s.
He's tied for the most 200-yard games too.
See, like it ain't too many backs running for 200 no more. Besides,
he had 199 on Sunday.
Exactly.
He couldn't break the record because he had 199. And they tried to get it to him at the end of the game, but they couldn't. But to be fair, he mentioned that he fumbled on the 1 yard line. We still got a touchdown because we recovered it. But if he didn't fumble on the one yard line, he would have got his 1 yard.
Oh, dang.
I'm trying to look at other running backs. Kenneth Walker, maybe. He's also got to stay healthy.
I think, I don't know if he's a rookie or a first year, but for the Bengals, Chase Brown.
Yeah,
he can run.
I think being on the Bengals is gonna hurt him though, because they just want to pass.
But they used him a lot last game.
They were smart.
Probably because they was playing the Panthers, but they used him a lot.
If they were smart, they would run the ball more. But Zeke was going to be one.
The fall off of Zeke is crazy.
Isn't it beautiful?
That's another one that's like you when we in 10 years, when we're just all gonna be chopping it up about football, Zeke's gonna be one of the ones where we're gonna be like, man, I remember when Zeke was going crazy.
I remember Zeke, that's gonna be like, oh, he loves ball type of pick.
Yeah.
I remember Zeke, boy. Hey. Especially when he was coming out of Ohio State. He was crazy.
All right. Let's talk potential landing spots. And poor Tobias, not here. We should page him in.
No, we shouldn't.
Potential landing spots for Davante Adams.
Davante Adams. Is this, did he put this on there? Is that why he said that?
No, I didn't. But you know what he's going to say.
He already said it. The Steelers. Before y'all even got on, Davante Adams is going to the Steelers. Yelling. All right.
The Steelers don't make moves like that, especially mid-season. So I would be surprised if they did that. And they have Justin Fields anyway, so it's like
he don't want to go there.
It wouldn't. Yeah, he wouldn't want to go there anyway. He's always, like he said multiple times in multiple interviews that he always wanted to play with Lamar. I don't think we'll pull the trigger on it. I feel like if it was,
it costs too much.
I feel like if it was and we are kind of the position where we're at now, not 500, but like it's like one piece missing maybe from going over the top. That's because we tried to get Derrick Henry last year at the deadline. I feel like maybe we would do it if the money works out, but I don't think we'll get him.
I mean, the first obvious answer is the Saints, but
obvious? I mean,
yeah,
I
like
don't think about the Saints at all.
Derek Carr.
What?
But Derek Carr.
What?
Derek Carr.
People they went to college together.
Years.
They went to college.
That's true. But still, I don't think he would go to one.
I don't think he's following Derek Carr.
I think he did say he always wanted to play with him before he went to Vegas. And then as soon as he got there, they shipped him off.
Well, that didn't do anything for him.
Well, they shipped him off as soon as he got there.
If anything, he want to go back with Aaron Rodgers.
I would think that.
I don't see him going to New York. He could possibly go to the Chiefs, but I don't see them doing that in division.
Yeah, the Raiders would be dumb.
I mean, it depends on the package they get.
They are. So.
No, they'd be dumb. The Raiders would be dumb. Like, it's not like Mahomes is in year 18. Where you're gonna have to rebuild and then you hoping for Mahomes to retire soon. You give him like it's just like Mahomes is gonna be there for the next 10 to 15 years. So you gotta like you can't make him even better because you're already trying to rebuild.
I'm just saying since Rashee Rice went down, you know, stomp little plug and play. Maybe somebody like the Ravens actually isn't a bad pick. Maybe like the Rams.
Maybe Buffalo.
I see the Rams.
Well, I don't think Buffalo has any money.
Buffalo would be a good spot. Buffalo and the Rams, they both got experienced quarterbacks. I would like to see
No,
Buffalo.
Not the Rams. They got Puka and Cooper Kupp.
They all hurt.
Yeah, but they're coming back.
I'm just saying, like, possible landing spots I'm talking Puka, right now.
Puka, Cooper Kupp, and Davante Adams.
Going crazy.
Stafford wouldn't know what to do with himself.
He might throw for 6,000.
I'm trying to think of other teams. He'll be good for the Lions. Now the Lions got some weapons already.
Maybe Jacksonville.
They need help.
If
they suck too,
that'll show if Trevor Lawrence really is a bust or not. If he has like a bona fide one.
No, okay, let's talk about that for a question.
He is a bust. He sucks. I've said it for years. He's not good.
Let's calm down. Everybody said Sam Darnold wasn't good. Everybody said Baker wasn't good. Give them a shot.
I'm not giving them 10 years to show me they're a buster.
He's getting paid $230 million.
I don't agree with the contract at all. But
like Sam Darnold
was in New York talking about he's seeing ghosts. Come on.
Once you get to the second contract, first of all, Sam Darnold's only played 4 games. Really good. So let him have a whole season first, and then we can reevaluate Sam
Darnold. What about Baker? He was on the Panthers.
Listen, neither one of them got a second contract with their original team. So
if you were the GM for the Jaguars, and in the moment, you looking ahead in the draft, ain't nobody coming out that's as good as Trevor right now. Then you look at the free agency. We no quarterbacks out there. You got to do what you got to do.
But they also paid Trevor early. They didn't have to pay him. I mean,
the Chargers paid Herbert early. They didn't give him that much money, but they paid him early.
I mean, it's better to pay your quarterback early, of course, because you want to save as much money as you can. But they didn't have to pay him. Because Tua almost became a free agent before they paid him. And Tua doing the same thing, getting concussed every other week.
Well, Tua needs to retire.
Obviously, Trevor Lawrence is playing awful, but I ain't ready to call him a bust yet.
I think everybody has different standards or different bars. And Trevor Lawrence being a number one pick.
That's what hurts him more than anything.
He's the number one pick, and he's had good teams. Like, on paper, his teams have been good. Like, and he's had weapons, too. Like, obviously, they're not like, the best wide receivers in the league, but he's had a complement of – like, he had 1, 2, 3, a group of above-average receivers on his team. He's had good running backs, Etienne. What was the other one? James something, and then the defense was sorry at first, but it's been better, and it's him. He's just not playing well, and he had one good 6-game stretch where he was really good, and that's what got him paid.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just not ready to call him a bust. He's definitely not playing well though. But if he gets that bona fide one, like if he got a Davante Adams and he's still doing the same thing, I have to give it to you. Not that his receivers are bad, but like
the fact that
all these other quarterbacks got all these crazy weapons, you know.
The fact that he needs a bona fide number one to be good, if that helps him, means that he's not that good.
It definitely means he shouldn't have been a number one overall pick and he shouldn't be paid that much. But Bust is saying he should be out of the league.
No.
Not necessarily.
Or a backup, rather. A backup.
What that means either.
So how's he a bust?
I think a bust is based on, again.
You're not living up to your hype. You were the number one overall pick. That is a bust.
So in a vacuum, Baker's a bust.
He was. Maybe even now. But yeah, sure.
I mean, yes, technically, if he based off of when he as a number one pick and coming out, Him not being on the same team makes him a bust, kind of. The fact that he's no longer on the team that drafted him.
That's what I was getting at, really. Okay, well, yeah, if you put it that way, then, I mean, I guess I just don't like to say it. He's a bust from what they hyped him to be, you know, Andrew Luck, John Elway prospect. Just like if Caleb next year is doing the same thing, they're probably going to be early and call him a bust. But
Y'all know Kyle's
more. Give quarterbacks more time because they don't get if you put most of them get put into a bad situation and aren't treated fairly. To the fact of like they don't have the pieces around them. Like Caleb came into the best situation ever. Got all these. He didn't. That team looks completely different than what Justin Fields had. So
that's why we give Justin Fields a little bit of grace because he didn't have.
Y'all do not. I did. I was defending him.
No, we was all saying give him grace. That's the whole thing with Tobias. We was like, you can't call him a bust yet because he doesn't have much. And Tobias was trying to call him a straight bust. And we were like,
let Tobias bleed into my head thinking it was all of y'all.
We were like, he hasn't had much. You can't like you gotta give everything is with context. He also wasn't number one pick. So like you can't expect him to do number one pick things.
See, my thing,
especially with a bad team.
My example of a bust is more like a Trey Lance, number 3 overall. He don't even play. That's a bust.
Yeah, he's a bust too.
But I'm saying you see the drastic difference.
I don't know. Trey Lance literally never played. He's like never played.
But the fact that two teams see him in practice and don't play him is like he got beat out by Garoppolo and Purdy. And then when that got hurt, he didn't even get the second the second yeah. round.
Well, I think the Dallas thing is a little different because he was traded to be a backup. So when you're going against the other backup, I think it's at that point it's not a QB controversy, but it's up for grabs. I think the
you got to beat the backup. It's a third overall pick. You got to be at least the second best quarterback.
And you got to think about it. The Packers went and got Malik Willis because they wanted to work with him. They could have went and got Trey Lance, and they did it.
All right. Let's talk about quarterback lists. Who's going first, college or NFL?
Oh, we can start with college. I'll be quick. But real quick, I got a very, very quick rant. For all y'all out there that be wanting to see other schools lose, so much to the fact that where you cheer for another team that you know
you're crazy,
that you don't like, and B, that you couldn't even beat if you tried, y'all need to take a little reality check and sit there and touch think about grass. What y'all doing. The fact that you will go that you would cheer for another team that's not your own that's what first off is sickening to me. I would never sit there and watch a game that my team is not in and be going for one of them just because I hate another team that much. First, yeah, you gotta grow up. You gotta grow up. So that's for all of y'all out there that's praying on Georgia downfall. First off, another thing, you live in the state of Georgia. If I went to one of y'all favorite team states, of course I'd be outnumbered. So, but that don't mean I'd hate on them. That don't mean I'd go for another team. All right, that's all I got to say, bro. That was it.
You saying specific? These are my specific people. Put some names on it.
Yeah, talk at me.
If the shoe fit.
I didn't say Roll Tide. I was watching the game.
It is what it is. It's more people. It's more people. It's people. I'm talking about after the first quarter, they all texting me and calling me. That's what I'm talking about right there.
I see. I don't like to do that usually. I can't handle that, so I don't really rub it in like that.
No, I don't either.
Because when people do that to me, I get pissed, and I know. I don't do that.
That was a general rant for all of y'all fans. And this goes for NFL teams too. This goes for any sport. Going for another team that is not your own, just to hate on another a whole different team, that's just it's sick.
I only do that for the Bengals. I love a good Bengals hate watch. That's because one, they're in the division, and two, their fans are just terrible.
Y'all can't let the other fans get in y'all head.
Huh?
Y'all can't let other fans get in y'all.
And the quarterback rankings partly is a part of that too.
Now that's a good valid reason right there. But other fans, no, I ain't going for it. All right. But so last week, from what the list from this week to last week it's changed a lot. Nationally, everybody's put Jalen Milroe first. I still don't have him first yet. I still think Cam Ward is the best quarterback right now. And this is not me even being biased and hating on Alabama, because he did play great. He played way better than I expected him to play. I just think Cam Ward, he's going to have better stats, I feel like. But them comparing Jalen Milroe to Lamar, I kind of like the comparison. I mean, he's not as elusive. But
that was your number one or number five?
No, Cam Ward number one. I'm going from top to bottom.
Okay.
Cam Ward number one. I got Jalen Milroe at two. Travis Hunter, hey, from the first time I started this little segment, he wasn't on there at all. He's jumped all the way to three. He's proven me wrong so far.
I tried to tell you, bro.
I mean, he is going crazy though. Like,
he is going insane.
He wasn't doing this last year. He was definitely playing this well, but like, it's the impact plays that he makes, especially at the times he makes them. So he's jumped Shador. Like, Shador wasn't on my five, but like I said, I didn't think they would give it to him. I thought they would give it to the quarterback, but yeah, he jumped Shador. But then I got the Nico, I don't know how to say his last name, Tennessee's quarterback. Honestly, he's just taking Jackson Dart's spot because he fell because they lost to Kentucky. And I'm going to go ahead and say Carson Beck is not in my list. He He hurt my feelings last week, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. That was hopefully awful. He can go on a tear in this middle part of the season, but for this first part, he got to go.
That was awful.
It was, but I got to commend the heart. I got to, because a lot of quarterbacks would have just gave up, bro. He fought back.
That's college.
You say it's college football, but the Ravens almost gave up the same lead. But all right. Then I got
they fought back.
They did fight back. And then I got Boise State's running back, Ashton Janty. Ashton Janty. He, for a running back, he's going crazy. He putting up almost 200 yards a game. He's already got like 13 touchdowns in like 5 games. Obviously, like I said, it's hard for non-quarterbacks to win, but. And I wish he was playing on a different team, because Boise State, that's just not giving him enough recognition, but he is going crazy.
Did Texas play this weekend?
I don't think so. If they did, they didn't play anybody big. Wait, no, they played Mississippi State. Was that last weekend?
That was the 28th. Yeah, that was this weekend.
They played Mississippi State.
Oh, they fell to number 2? Who number 1? Alabama?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, sadly. I'm just glad this is not the 14 playoff, because our season would be over.
Alabama going to number 1 after almost losing is kind of wild. What about Ryan Williams?
First off, we get it.
He's 17, Malin. You let a 17-year-old dominate you like that?
We get it. I swear we get it. I promise you. But that boy is insane. I can't lie to you.
I don't even know how he's in college. Bro should still be in high school.
Yeah, he reclassified.
He should still be in
high school. I think he did the same thing Cooper Flagg did in basketball. Just went ahead and just graduated early because he's, I mean, you know, when you're that good, they pull strings.
That's insane. But,
and then he reclassed upward?
Yeah, he's supposed to be in senior high school right now.
I've never heard of anybody reclassing forward. I've always heard of somebody reclassing backwards. That's crazy.
Yeah, like that's why I said he is definitely
that's crazy.
Like he turns 18 after the season.
People have been 17 in college. Reek was 17 in college, but like
for like a month,
I have to be, huh?
For like a month, I was
too. I started
it. My homeboy Willie. Y'all know Willie Peoples?
Willie,
I don't know. He went to Kennesaw, but yeah, he was. He didn't turn 18 until like the spring semester.
Did you just name a random person that went to Kennesaw?
And said, "Do we know him?"
Yeah, and asked if we know him. I thought it was like a famous person or something.
No, it was my homeboy when I went.
No, man, we don't know who that is.
Well, Tobias knew him, but that's because I was up there. It was mutual friend meet. But
shout out Willie.
Yeah,
shout out Will.
But I think Juju Smith, I think Juju was 17 at USC. Juju. But obviously they weren't as good as Ryan Williams. That he's different.
So is there an age limit in the NFL that you have to be? I think there is.
I think you have to be 3 years out of high school.
But it don't matter what age.
I mean, I don't see anybody going in that young, but I don't think there's an age limit. That's probably the reason they don't have one, because they don't think
it's kind of like unspoken, because I mean, if you have to go 3 years, you have to be at least 20.
So if you graduate high school at 15, 16, I mean, you got a chance to get in early.
Go to the NFL by 18?
If you like that. Now, if you like that to get drafted at 18, that's something that's insane.
18 playing against 29-year-olds in their prime. I mean,
they go,
ooh. You remember how small you looked when you was 18 versus now? Like just looking at pictures.
I was bigger actually.
Oh, well, you was in the gym. What happened?
I didn't have to go work out anymore. Up until that point, we had to work out.
Boy, I had weight training at 7 a.m.
Bro, that's what's insane about high school. They make you go train super hard at 7 a.m. Now you
and now you're sweaty for the rest of the day.
Like, and we ain't got no showers or nothing to use. Like, come on.
I didn't have no showers?
We had like two showers in the football locker room, but we didn't have time to go down.
He wasn't taking a shower before class.
We didn't have time. As soon as
we changed, we talking about weight training as like a literal period of school. Yeah. Not just like coming to school, but not before school.
Y'all
was doing that.
For two out of the 4 years I was in high school, I had weight training first period.
Well, like as your class.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
But if you play football, because obviously the football coach is the teacher, you know, you working out.
They should never put weight training at the beginning of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, my senior year, I had team sports at the end. So whenever we did our activity, it was at the end of the day.
I never took PE in high school.
Bro, some people was having weight training and team sports back to back at the beginning of the day.
Weight
trainer didn't go.
Who wants to hoop at
9 a.m.? Exactly. You go lift weights, then you go hoop, and then you go to the rest of your classes.
Show up the math.
No shower.
Show up the math at 10:30, stinking.
Haven't both of your elective classes a physical class? Is kind of crazy.
Yeah, now you're physically tired for the rest of the day. You can't even learn nothing after that. You tired. You stink. You need a shower.
And then you go into lunch drinking chocolate milk.
Yeah, your stomach is done for by fifth period, for real.
But yeah, that was my Heisman list. We done got crazy off topic.
All right. I'm glad. I was interested to see if you finally put Travis on there or not. All right. My week 4 NFL top 10 list. Honorable mention, I got one this week, is Jared Goff. He had a really good game last night. Or, I'm sorry, 2 nights ago, because today is Wednesday.
Perfect.
Yeah, 18 for 18. Dominated. He did good. He hasn't really been that good all season, so that's why he hasn't been on the list. But yesterday he played well enough to, and I think they're 3-1 now. So honorable mention, barely made it. Number 10, finally Malin. Kirk Cousins. He finally played it blocks out a clap. We can't hear the claps.
I thought of that on the last clap.
Wait, really?
Because yeah. I was clapping loud.
I thought he was like.
No, the Zoom blocks out the noise.
You can't what if hear I it. Don't? Does it block that out?
I don't know.
What if I say
it was lower. I wish it would block out the curse words.
Do like
a lot better on editing.
So number 10 is Kirk Cousins. Big win, another good drive at the end too. And it's against the rival, so that little bit of extra points, even though they almost blew it. The defense
almost.
Number 9 is Patrick Mahomes. He's still just skating by.
Bruh, it's actually getting crazy now.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Like, how do you play so bad the first 3 quarters of every game and then win?
I mean, he's really playing bad all the whole game. They're just – the defense is good. That's really what's doing it. But, like, they're, like, just winning.
And Chris Jones said he's taking Aaron Donald's spot as, like, top defensive player in the whole league.
I mean, yeah, I'm not mad at that. He should say that.
I mean, I would still give it to TJ Watt, but
over Chris Jones, I think TJ just has more impactful highlights. But Chris Jones be dominating all game. It's just not impact, and he's inside interior, so true. It's hard to see it. Number 8 is Derek Carr. He is slowly going back down. He's
falling down.
He's slowly going back down. I didn't trust him at first, but then when he blew out, I forgot who they played the second week. I was like, all right, I'll put Derek Carr up there. Or after the second week, I put him up there. And then the last 2 weeks has just been average. So he's slowly going down. Number 7 is CJ. CJ is also slowly going down. They're winning games, but it's like CJ's not really playing that well. He's just playing average. Number 6 is Geno. Geno played really well last night or Monday night, even though he lost. But he still played well. Number 5, Jaden Daniels. He's been like, I think because he's a rookie, he's like going, he's jumping, going up and down a lot.
I was about to say, you might need to put him higher. 80% completion. That's a rookie.
Yeah. I don't really know where to put him except he's a rookie. So it's like, I need to see a little more consistency, and then I'll kind of figure out where I need to put him in the list because he keep going up and down. Number four is Lamar. Only Lamar has played well, I think, in all four games. It's just he wasn't up here earlier because they were losing, but now that they're winning games, I can finally put him up higher. So he's jumped up to number four. Number three is Baker. He is at the same spot he was last week, Jamie. He played well. I mean, the two quarterbacks above
him. I mean, he's been going crazy.
Yeah, number three is, I mean, that's good. The two quarterbacks above him are destroying. Well, except this week. Number two, Josh Allen, he fell. You can't put it like that. The first 3 weeks, he was really good, so that's why he's still number two. But the last week, he fell. And number one MVP right now, Sam Darnold. I don't know what's getting in the Sam. We got into Sam Darnold, but...
Hey, you heard what he's well, say he listened to pregame.
What's that?
I forgot what song, but it's Gucci and Waka Flocka. He said he listened to it before every game.
Jesus. he didn't hype. So, but yeah, I don't know. And they played a tough schedule, so you can't even be like they haven't played anybody. Like, they're beating good teams. And it's like, I mean, the Vikings, I can't, we can't read, can't see it.
50K?
What's it called?
50K?
Maybe.
Actually, let me see who have they played. I think they beat the Niners one time, which is a big win.
Yeah, they did beat the Niners.
Yeah.
Aren't they still undefeated?
Yeah, they 4-0. They beat the Niners, the Texans, the Packers, and the Giants. So three real good wins. Yeah, three real good wins. So Sam Darnold, man, you the week four MVP. There you go.
That's crazy to say.
I know, this far into the season, Sam, 4 weeks in, and Sam Darnold.
In first quarter, he made it out.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to assume that their schedule gets easier just because of where they placed last year. So they got the Jets, Lions, Rams, Colts, Jags, Titans, Bears, Cardinals, Falcons, Bears, Seahawks, Packers, Lions. It's just their division is kind of tough.
Yeah.
But all other games are winnable. The hardest non-division one might be maybe the Falcons. If the Rams get healthy, maybe them. But yeah, there we go. All right.
Nice.
Let's see. Let's talk MLB playoffs.
I know who I'm going for.
So we don't need to do our predictions or anything. We don't got to do all that. I was just going to talk about who's in it. All right.
I'm just happy we made it in yesterday.
Yeah, y'all squeaked
almost, in. By the skin of our teeth.
So can you explain? Because obviously I'm not a big baseball person. So can you explain what was going on? Like, y'all had a doubleheader yesterday?
So yeah. We had a doubleheader that had to be made up from, like, I think it was July. But how it came down in the race, Arizona, the Diamondbacks, were depending on one of the teams to sweep. Because if one of the teams would have swept, they would have made it in the playoffs. But since we split the series, both us and the Mets made it, and the Cardinals, I mean, not Cardinals, the Diamondbacks didn't. Now, I don't, it was just crazy how it came down to that. That's why after the first game, I was like, oh, man, you know, because if we would have got swept, we would have just been out of the playoffs.
Oh, so it's kind of like how I was related back to football. But I think one year it was the Chargers and somebody else. If they would have tied, they would have both made. I think the Chargers and the Raiders.
Yeah.
If they would have tied, they would have both made it in. And it came down to a game-winning field goal in overtime. And I think Chargers fans was like, just please just let us get in.
That's what I was saying yesterday. Like, me and my boy June, he was like, hey, y'all better hope it's just like a nice little handshake. Y'all just agree to let both y'all in there and, you know, forget the Diamondbacks. And that's how it ended up looking.
Yeah, so, yeah, because I noticed the first game. I saw people on Twitter talking about the first game. And then when I heard about the second game, it kind of confused me a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, that first game, I was mad because we had the lead. In the top of the night, all we need was three outs, and Lindor comes up, two-run home run, and then we don't get any runs at bottom. It's blue.
Yeah.
Y'all made the playoffs, right? Baltimore?
Yeah, we played at
Oregon. I'm excited to see that because y'all got that young core.
We played at Royals. I followed the final scores of the games. We went on like a little losing streak that was weird. That was very, very recent.
It's just that end of the season, especially when you know you're in the playoffs, it's like, you know, it's whatever.
We did so well at the beginning of the season, and then I guess that little whatever was going on
kind
of dropped us down. Because I think at the beginning of the season, the Orioles were like looked at as one of the best teams in the league.
Y'all had like a crazy win streak for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't been keeping up with it as much as I usually do. Jamie, did y'all make the playoffs?
No, we didn't. We missed for the first time in years.
I kind of assume y'all did make it. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
That Yandy Diaz just put a bad taste on him.
Not Yandy Diaz. You're talking about Wander.
Oh.
Wander Franco.
Wander Franco. Okay, my fault.
That's okay. Yeah, that sucks. We finally freaking paid someone.
And that's crazy. That they say he's getting tried right now in the Dominican Republic.
Whatever. So, okay, before we get to the playoff part, and we kind of talked about it on Saturday when we all met up, the White Sox. that's ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
Historically bad.
41-121.
And you know what's even funnier is their social media team. I don't know if y'all, like, I see their stuff on Twitter, and it kills me.
Right, the final score could be found on the MLB app. So we just not even posting it no more.
That's probably the best time to be, like, on the social media team.
Is when you're being really just, like, bad. Being funny about, like, knowing that you suck.
Yeah, like, just being.
It was like a week straight that when they were losing, they were just posting funny stuff. I can't, like, name it off the top of my head, but it was funny.
Nah, but
because yeah, everybody was talking about the social media person needs a raise and stuff.
They're 51 and a half games behind Cleveland.
50 games behind. Like, be competitive. Like, what y'all doing out there?
That's not actually crazy because those are all professional baseball players. It's not like they suck. Like, they just
are they tanking for something? Like, what's going on? It's like,
but at some point,
you get the number one pick and they beat her next year. That's not how it works. So, I'll lose like that.
But at some point, you stop tanking because you've already tanked far enough. Like, I think the next highest win total is 63.
Exactly. Like, what are you, why are y'all doing that?
Or 61, the Rockies, and they're at 41. Like, that's.
And I think the craziest part about the White Sox is, like, 3 years ago, on paper, their roster was, like they had all kind of people. Like, they had a good pitching rotation, all that. I don't know. I think when that thing with Tim Anderson happened, when he got knocked out, it just started going downhill after that.
All right. So let's talk about the matchups real quick. We don't have to predict it or anything. We're just talking about who's in it. Or maybe you could just say who you think will win it all. We don't got
to. I could predict one.
Well, before we get there, I will say I'm excited to see Shohei in the playoffs because when he was with the Angels, they never made the playoffs. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do. He might be enough for the Dodgers to actually win it because they always get there. They haven't won in a while, though.
What if he, like,
they beat us in 2020?
Didn't they just win?
Wait, when they won?
2020. They beat the Rays.
I forgot about it. It was the COVID year. I forgot about that one.
What'd you say?
I said, I thought they won the year after the Braves. I know they played the Braves enough.
In 2020.
Yeah, that was the year before. I think we won 2021. Oh,
more than before. I got you.
All right, so we got the Tigers and the Astros, which I'm happy for the Tigers. I remember when they were, like, pretty good when I was in undergrad. You guys were in high school. They were good for a while. They had Verlander. Shut up. Verlander, Scherzer, like that rotation. So that's exciting.
The Astros are cheaters.
Period.
And they always will be.
And that's that. Orioles and Royals. That'll be a fun series. Honestly,
that'll be fun.
I do hope it's the Orioles because the winner of that series plays the Yankees, and that will be a good series to watch.
Yeah, because the Royals, besides Bobby Witt, I mean, they're not that exciting. They're good, but, like, I like exciting when I'm watching baseball.
And then the winner of Tigers, Astros plays the Guardians, which will be okay, I guess. I still can't call them not the Indians. That was such an iconic logo. Makes me upset. But
it's,
okay.
It's actually kind of crazy though, if you think about it.
The moment. It is, but like, never mind. That we're not gonna go there. Okay. Mets and Brewers, and the winner of that one faces the Phillies. Braves, Padres, who face the.
If we lose to the Padres, then we didn't deserve to make the playoff.
I don't think you did anyway, so we'll see. I'm not being a hater. I'm just saying.
We can't do nothing to Atlanta.
No, you can't.
We sold our soul in 2021, bro.
Hey, you know what? I'll be fine with it. I just had to see it before I die.
No, you saw it. Good for you. They're playing right now, Atlanta and the Padres. I just got the notification.
That's what I thought. And
if the Phillies don't get to the World Series, their season was a waste.
They could have gave them an extra day in between after playing a doubleheader.
I mean, they played two games.
That's what I'm saying. They could have gave them a day in between after a doubleheader to start their playoff season. Like the next day after playing a doubleheader to start
playing three games in 2 days just sounds crazy. One of them is a playoff game.
You clearly have never played in a tournament in which you play like 10 games in a day.
Oh, no, I have, but it's crazy doing it at a professional level.
I miss those days. That was so much fun.
I played basketball. Crazy. Just imagine.
Tournament days, especially when it's not at home and you just away all day.
You had to travel. You had to ride the bus, bruh. To get whooped.
I had a one-day tournament one time when I was like 13 playing baseball. We started at 8 that morning, and we didn't leave till 2 the next morning. All day. Baseball.
That's crazy. Y'all are kids.
That's fun.
It was fun until it got like 11 p.m. and I was ready to go home. We still got like two more games.
Nah, the bus ride back home, everybody knocked out.
Well, since it was travel ball, you know, everybody's rode their parents, but we had like an hour and a half school. To drive home. Oh, it was crazy. School tournament.
Oh, you said 13. Yeah, I won't be school.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, guys?
Hold up. The Orioles lost today already? Okay, well, we suck. Is that all for baseball?
Yeah, I think that's probably good. We don't need to do the predictions.
Real quick, how do y'all feel about Carl Anthony Towns trade? I'll look up a scripture.
About who?
Carl Anthony Towns going to the Knicks.
I wanted to see that Minnesota core stay together longer.
No, absolutely not.
I think they mesh pretty good.
I agree.
Like Cat finally stopped trying to be the leader and realized it was Ant's team. And you know, I think he fit like that.
I think they could have made another go at it, but I think as far as the Knicks trade, I think it's a good trade. I think the Knicks will come out to be winners, if I have to predict, aside. But, I mean, that's just another team of, if we want to call Cat a role player, it's just another team of being full of role players. They do have Mikal, and they did get Cat. So, defensively, they should be okay. But I don't think they're the best team in the East or a top contender, but I do think they got better.
Does it move the needle for them at all?
Yeah, I would say positively.
What ranking would you in the East? What are they, the second best team, third best team?
I think they're in the top four if you're going to go playoff bracket. I think they're in the top half of the bracket. I think I'll probably put them at 3 hesitantly. So, I mean, weren't they
they were second seed last year.
I think they're still top 3. I think Philadelphia got better. I'm starting to get to the place where I'm starting to count the Bucks out, because I at this point I don't know what the Bucks are doing.
They've never been a good playoff team. Again, their championship came off of KD's foot.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll say they're still top 3. I think they got better. I mean, it's an upgrade from Harkins. Like at the end of the day, if you put apples,
ooh, the Bucks,
no, Cat. Cat is an upgrade from Harkenstein. The center that they had.
Oh, Harkenstein. What about
Isaiah Harkenstein? Isaiah Harkenstein or whatever. However
you. I thought he was a replacement for Randall.
I mean, positionally is what I'm saying. He did get traded for Randall, but I'm just saying position. Mm-hmm. They got better there. I think the wings are starting to go extinct in the league. So they got Michael and then they got Cat that can score. So I think they got better.
I mean, how do you think they're gonna look in Minnesota with Julius Randle?
I heard they're still shopping him.
Like Minnesota. I don't think they'll keep him. I don't think Julius Randle fits a lot of teams.
Well then who they gonna get to replace him? Or to replace Cat?
I don't necessarily.
Markkanen, go get Markkanen.
They can go get a big that like works better for the team. Cause Cat is wishy washy. Like
of course he had that big shoot threes and stuff.
Yeah, he's a shooting big. Like it helps because you had Gobert on the court, but like it's Ant team. You know, you got to build around Ant. Whoever fits with Ant is most important.
Gobert sucks, dude.
I mean, he's on the court. He's on the court to do it. He's on the court to do what he's contracted to do.
He doesn't even get on the court.
I think he does that well. Like everything beyond that is
he don't even get on the court, bruh. Like he's not good. He didn't make the court for France. like, come on, man. He's not good. Like, how are you not on the final five for your French national team?
He's in there to do one thing and one thing.
And he's not good at that.
It's to be tall.
like Wimby is 13 taking your minutes.
I mean, Wimby.
Taking your minutes.
Wimby's one of them. When we start, when basketball season starts to get rolling, we're going to talk about Wimby. I think Wimby's going to be.
Tobias tweeted talking about, when did Chris Paul join the Spurs?
Hey, I almost said something to us.
It's been a quiet offseason. It's been a very, like, at the beginning, it was, like, a lot of noise. And I guess now, since it's media day, they're putting it in everybody's face.
And no more Woj bombs.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think they said it was going to be like a it was something with Shams. It was something clever.
It was like Shams.
Can't say balls for him.
That is insane, Terry.
They can't say balls for him?
He said it twice. Stop, why'd you say it twice? That's crazy.
I'm going to put that at the beginning of the episode.
Shams.
All right. Let's talk about from bombs to Psalms. Ooh. Oh, I'm so nice. All right, scripture of the week is, I got my physical Bible today too. Psalms 51. I'll do 1 through, I'll just stop at 3. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. So I'll start right there. That's just a nice prayer you can say every day before you leave for work or before you go to sleep. Just understand that God forgives all your sins. Repent and he's going to forgive them and change your ways. Because he's forgiving you, you can't just keep doing the same thing you're doing. You got to learn from it and stop it. But remember, he's always going to forgive you if you believe it. So,
Amen.
Great episode, y'all. Good conversation.
So smooth and less hostile without that. What's his name again?
Like the other guy.
That just terrorizes the pod.
He got
those big eyes.
He talking about I'm gonna get on so y'all can roast me and then I'll get off. What?
Like, bro, we're not gonna roast the take that you want to talk
about. Like, what? That's weird. Isn't that not weird to you?
That's weird.
Like, you're not, he's a martyr. He loves it. He lives.
Not who you think you are.
Yes. Do you hear this, Tobias? You are not who you think you are.
He loved being the roaster, the roasty. All
right. He was worth. He thought he was worthy of being talked about.
And we still talking about him.
All right.
All right, Jamie, you can close us out.
Right, everyone. Like, rate, subscribe, follow. Tell your mom, tell your uncle, tell your grandma, tell your favorite quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
Tell your girl, I will.
And put us on the big screen.
And the Bucks play the Falcons Thursday. So let me get a big go, Bucks.
No. All right. All right, peace, y'all. Y'all be safe.